And here we are with local 518 singer-songwriter from Saratoga Springs, Steve Canlan. Steve, thanks so much for dropping on by.
Well, thanks for having me, Dave. Here I am.
And you've got a brand new EP called Magnolias.
I do.
And you have a wonderful story about this. It's all Beatles songs that you have reworked, reimagined. Tell everybody about this album and how it came about.
Basically, I got a letter from a young lady, like, you know, like 9, 10 years old young lady, and I don't get fan mail from anyone, right? I play at Druthers in the summertime on the patio, and Magnolia's mom worked there, and Magnolia would come with her dad, who was in the Navy, and she would just be out there on Sunday afternoons in the patio, and not really running around like a regular, normal kid, you know, dancing about and everything, but just sitting there kind of just like listening to the music, like really intently, right? And, you know, it was nothing unusual at all, you know, until I first met her, and she comes up with her dad and her sister, and she just walks up to me at the end of the gig, actually, because she would wait all day just to hear. I didn't know this yet. She would wait all day just to hear She's Leaving Home by the Beatles, which was like my big closer for about like 3.5 months, like for, you know, a couple years ago. And she just walks up like out of the blue, and she goes, "Can I give you a hug?" And I'm like, she's like, "It's a little kid, you know," and she, but, and I'm like, "Aw, sure," you know, and I just thought that was so cool, because a lot of kids, you know, it could be their parents or whatever, a lot of kids are very, you know, they're guarded and apprehensive and shy, like, that's normal to be shy, but this kid is like just this bold little girl that is just so confident, and so I thought, man, the world needs more kids like this that are just ready to say hello to somebody. That was my introduction to Magnolia. So, like, you know, my girlfriend works at Druthers as well. She invited us to her, like, birthday and her ice cream social with her friends. And she had me on the, like, the jungle gym and everything. And she's like, "Play a drum solo." And I'm, like playing a drum solo on the jungle gym for her and her friends. And she's, you know, it's pulling me over here and pulling me over there, like, out in the, you know, park where her parents and everything all live. So then she's having a birthday party. So we got invited to the birthday party. So it was just like, okay, we're going to Magnolia's birthday party. And then her dad was moving. They're relocating for another job. So they're going to Arizona. So this is after the birthday party. They leave and see you later. Very nice to meet you. You know, just like, you know, very nice just to meet a little bright-eyed kid. And her parents were great and friends of ours. 2 years later, out of the blue, I get a letter in the mail, right? And she sent me this letter. I brought it with me to show you. And she made these little cutouts, colored them. And, you know, she wrote inside the letter, send me, like, the picture that she had taken with us at the gig when gave me the original hug, right?
Oh, wow. I see.
So that was a photo, from, you know, like a photo op. The letter says, "Thank you for singing my favorite songs. Love, Magnolia. Also, please sing Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds," right? It's all misspelt in, you know, 10-year-old spelling, which is super charming. I just thought it was so cool. And I said, well, not only am I going to learn this song, I'm going to make a record for her. And I made a new CD based around this, you know, inspired by this. And I wanted to make it all mashed up as far as like this. I just didn't want to do Beatle cover songs. I mean, why? The Beatles were the Beatles, and I'm not going to do the Beatles better than the Beatles. So why not do me on the Beatles, like, as far as like, you know, I'll just take the Beatles and do something with the songs.
Yeah.
And that's what I tried to do with the record. And I tried to make a record that just played like an album from song to song as a collection of songs. So that was the premise for me making it, but the inspiration was definitely, obviously, Magnolia.
That's really cool. And Magnolia is the name of the EP. Have you sent this off to her? Has she
received
this? Yeah,
she was the first recipient.
Because
I want to make sure I got the approval. She dug it in her own classic Magnolia's way. Yeah, apparently she got the CD in the mail and went in. You know how you put a VCR into a television and the blue screen comes up with the little timer counting down the music as it plays?
Mm-hmm.
And you don't see anything but the little timer. Apparently she sat on the bed and watched the timer and listened to the entire record, like, without movement, like, just like watched the timer.
Wow.
So she's just like an intense character, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
a thinker kind of kid, which is really cool.
And her favorite song, She's Leaving Home, is on here.
I had to put that on there because that was her tune. And I was pretty confident that she'd get the idea of mushing them together. together, and they weren't just classic Beatles songs represented as such, you know. And she did, and she, apparently she plays the song, or the CD around the house a lot, to the point of where her mom had to, like, get her some headphones and a CD, so she wasn't, like, continually driving everybody nuts. But
well, why don't we just take a listen to that first track, okay. Imagine Revolution. Steve Canlin, our guest here, Magnolias, the brand new EP.
Anybody knows that the people have the power. All we have to do is awaken the power in the people. The people are unaware. It's like they're not educated to realize that they have power.
They have power. You say you want a revolution. We all want to change the world. You tell me that it's evolution.
I'm Steve Canlin. Thanks for being a member of WEXT Radio.
Let me tell you how it will be. There's one.
97.7 and 106.1 EXT, Taxman from Steve Camlin, originally done by the Fab Four. And it's on a brand new EP called Magnolias. That's a great version.
Did you like that?
I love that.
That's got some saxophone in the middle of that. I got a saxophone for my birthday.
And people can pick up your record at your Facebook page.
You can get it on Facebook. You can
Steve Camlin, yeah. Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Message me on Facebook, and I'll mail you one out, a physical copy. I made 250 of them. I just a limited kind of run of this.
And wherever you're
and
out
my,
and playing.
And the gigs, yeah.
And you're a prolific singer-songwriter. I love hearing the stories of you up late at night putting out a whole album, recording an album at midnight. Well, you did that a couple of years ago, right?
I like the idea of live recording, you know, I like
just when inspiration hits.
Well, yeah, you definitely have to kind of follow through with when it does strike you, because if you don't, then nothing ever happens.
Well, we love your musical output.
Thanks, man.
Everything that comes out of your head, we love.
Thank you.
And we love this brand new EP, Magnolias, and it features 7 reimagined Beatles songs. And we heard a couple of them earlier, Imagine Revolution and Taxman. And you can pick it up if you visit Steve Camlin on Facebook, message him. If you see him at one of his shows, you can pick this up.
Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds is nice.
And it's misspelled, L-O-O-S-Y, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, D-I-M-I-N-S-E.
I thought that was great. And I kept the spelling the same when I put the track listing. I was like, this kid is special, you know, and it's like, I hope Magnolia goes on to like be nice to the rest of the world, because she was like super nice to me, like out of the blue, just a kid that's willing to come up and say, can I give you a hug? And I was like, how cool are you, you know? And yeah, I just thought that was so beautiful. So, and I look forward to making some more music, you know, some more original stuff. And this was an inspired event, and it was nothing but a joy to make.
Let's hear some more. Let's hear Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds from Magnolia's EP, brand new from Steve Camlin, right here on EXT. Steve, thanks so much.
Thank you, Dave.
Picture yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Somebody calls you, you answer quite slowly. A girl with kaleidoscope eyes. Cellophane flowers. Yellow and green, towering over your head. Look for the girl with the sun in her eyes, and she's gone. Lucy in the sky with diamonds. Lucy in the sky with diamonds. Follow her down to a bridge by a fountain where rocking horse people eat marshmallow pie. Everyone smiles as you drift past the flowers that grow so incredibly high. Newspaper taxis appear on the shore, waiting to take you away. Climbing the back with your head in the clouds and you're gone. Lucy in the sky with diamonds. Lucy in the sky with diamonds. Picture yourself on a train in a station with plasticine borders and looking glass towers. Suddenly someone's there at the turnstile. Girl with kaleidoscope eyes. Lucy in the sky with diamonds. Lucy in the sky with diamonds.